Welcome to your five for the day. Are you satisfied? Am I? It's no secret that many people are not, but the relevant question just now is, am I satisfied? We read the stories of people who have reached milestone achievements in their lives, who continue to feel a certain sense of emptiness and a longing for something else to bring deeper meaning to their lives, and a satisfied feeling of fulfillment. Where is the answer to be found but in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that Christ will meet our deepest needs? But what about our current status today? Are we really satisfied? It was an outdoor class on this particular day. The teacher took his students to a high ridge overlooking the Sea of Galilee, and he began his lesson for the day. We can only imagine the facial expressions of the learners as they listened to the lesson that day. For sure, they weren't rolling their eyes over some humdrum lesson thinking, we've heard all this before. No, what they were hearing wasn't the usual religious stuff. This spiritual curriculum challenged their thinking to the core. As the disciples listened to what we now call the Beatitudes, no doubt they instantly connected the qualities and behaviours he highlighted with the characteristics they'd been observing and been admiring about Jesus himself. Such meekness and humility, pure and holy, meek and mild, merciful, poor, persecuted, pure, and a peacemaker indeed. A satisfied and contented and happy, blessed man, even in sorrow and rejection. Physically, when we are hungry and thirsty, not much else is on our mind. Metaphorically, it's no different. What consumes my thought life is what I am really craving. This week, what have we been craving? As we look ahead, what are we really hoping for? Are we eager beavers for something in life that falls outside the perimeter of righteousness? Will we never be satisfied or full, even if we exceed and surpass our goals? In the same sermon, lesson on the mountain, Jesus taught, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." If we feed and drink from our own inner and broken reservoirs of selfishness, greed, and lust, we will always be hungry and thirsty, never satisfied. But if we hunger and thirst after right, upright, clean, honest, humble, sacrificial living, marked by God-pleasing and Christ-honoring aspirations and activities, if that's our daily prayer and desire, then we will be satisfied. Our greatest satisfaction and fulfillment comes when we have an appetite for all that is pleasing to God, craving right things and living rightly, reflecting something of the character of God as revealed in Christ. Thank you for listening. God bless you.